Let's take our Bibles and turn with me back to the book of Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. I'd like to look at, we looked at verse 1 last time, and I entitled that message, El Shaddai, the Lord All-Sufficient. And I'd like to look at verses 2 and 3, but as a reminder to bring us up to where we are at that particular two verses right there. The Lord had appeared and had spoken to Abram in the last 24 years. He said in Genesis chapter 12 in verse 1, appeared to Abram, and he said, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." The Lord spoke to Abram and told him 24 years before chapter 17, "I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. And you're going to be a blessing to the nations." Then the Lord spoke unto him for the first time about a seed. Now, Sarai, and in this 17th chapter, the Lord's going to change Abram's name to Abraham and Sarai's name to Sarah. But the Lord appeared unto him for the first time and said something about a seed. Now again, Sarai is barren. Abram had come into the land of Canaan, and this was in Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. And here's what the Lord said. He said, "Unto thy seed," and these next three words, "will I give." "Unto thy seed will I give this land." And the scripture says that Abram built an altar there. Worship God. He was 75 years old. And then after Abram was separated from Lot because of the trouble between Lot's herdsmen and Abram's herdsman, the Lord said unto Abram again, and speaking to Abram about his seed, this was in Genesis 13, verses 14, 15. He said, "Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee," now listen again to these words, "will I give, and to thy seed forever." I will do it. After Abram rescued Lot and all his family from the battle of the kings, Abram was approached by Melchizedek, king of Salem, who I believe, and most I think do believe, to be the Lord himself. He was the priest of the Most High God, the one who blessed Abram, and he said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hands, into thy hand." And in Genesis 15, the word of the Lord came to Abram again. Came in a vision, and there God revealed that he was Abram's shield. And this is what he said, "I am thy exceeding great reward." And the Lord told Abram that he was going to have a seed from his own bowels. And he promised Abram's seed would be, if the stars could be numbered, if you can number the stars, then you'll be able to number the seed that I will give you. And the scripture says, and Abram believed in the Lord. He believed him. He believed God. Time and time again, the Lord promised Abram a seed. But time is often to us a trial. Often too hard to bear. And Abram and Sarai leaned upon their own understanding. And the Lord had promised him, I will give thee. I will give. I will give. I will give. I will give. And they had no reason to doubt God. Now here's, let's just bring it right to right now. We have no reason to doubt God. Here's the word of the Lord to his people. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And listen, listen. And if anybody's listening, let it be Marvin right here. And lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Abraham hearkened to the advice of his wife Sarai. He took Sarai's handmaid to bear what he thought would be the seed of God's promise. Now, what had God told him? I will give. I will give. I will give. I will give. And he took Sarai's handmaid, and she bare a son and named him Ishmael. And for 13 years after Ishmael's birth, Abram heard nothing from the Lord. 13 years of silence. The last verse of verse 16, and Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. He was 86 years old. 86. And the next verse, verse 1, chapter 17. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. He has not heard from the Lord, or it's not recorded that he heard from the Lord, for 13 years. Now that's a long time. That's a long time. And after revealing to himself, I am El Shaddai. Now these are the first words that Abram's heard in 13 years. And here's what the Lord says to him after 13 years. I am sufficient to do what I promised I would do. I am sufficient. Walk before me. Walk believing that I am who I say I am and that I can do what I say I'm going to do. And be thou perfect. Walk in the only accepted way, trusting and believing me. And listen to this. Verse 2. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. God Almighty is the covenant God. I will. Now he told Abram. He's been speaking to Abram for 24 years. 13 last years he was silent, but he started speaking 24 years ago. I will make my covenant. It's my covenant. No part of the covenant of God's grace has man's hand upon it. It's the covenant that Almighty God has established and made, its origin being His electing grace. God Almighty is the one who has finished all of its requirement in the obedience and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. God Almighty is the applicator. He applies it. It originated with Him. Christ finished all the work that was needful. And the Spirit of God applies it to the elect of Almighty God in regenerating grace under the sound of the gospel. But notice the parties of God's covenant. This covenant, he says in verse 2, I will make my covenant. Now he's talking now, I'm telling you. 13 years. 13 years to think about it. I will make my covenant, and this is between me and thee. Abram, this is between me and you. Me and you. This is between me and thee. This is the covenant of distinguishing grace. He was talking to an object of His mercy. This is between me and thee. I will make my covenant between me and you. The potter has the power over the clay to make of the same lump one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. And he has the right to say, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. And he owes no explanation whatsoever to man for his ways. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty. I am sufficient to do what I say I will do. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. The Lord's saying, in effect, I have chosen to make myself your hope. I have been pleased to make you. I have been pleased to make you an object of my mercy. I am your salvation. I am your provider. Leave all to me, and I shall provide all my promises, and therefore all of your need. I will give you 13 years, nothing. And the Lord appears one day and tells him, I will. The seed, the inheritance, and all else is according to my covenant of grace to you, Abram. And when the Lord said that, something marvelously and wonderful happened. And Abram fell on his face. He fell in absolute humility. He fell in worship before God. He fell in brokenness, in absolute need of God for forgiveness and for mercy. I can only imagine his thoughts, like mine. What have I done? How could I have thought like that? How? Without a doubt, the impact of the Lord's words had struck Abram in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I would not, at this point right here, I wouldn't dare attempt to comment upon the heart of Abram when the Lord had spoken to him in other times. I'm not doubting that. The Lord spoke to him. He believed God. The scripture says he believed God. But these words, and I can relate to this some way. I've told you this before. There's times that I will read, and I know you that believe. I know this has been this way with you. Have there not been times when the Lord spoken to him? Now, this is the point I'm trying to make. He's spoken to him for 24 years, different points in time. He met with him. I will give you the seed. I will. I am. You. I am, and you will, and you shall, and I shall. And there's no doubt in my mind, he believed God. He believed him. But when the Lord manifested himself to Abram after 13 years, and this is concerning the seed that God's promised, the seed that's going to be, the Lord's promise is going to be, at the star, count the stars, and we'll count the stars. If you can do that, you'll know the seed that I will give you. This is all concerning God's elect. God's going to give a people. He's going to give a spiritual people. Not all from Abraham were the spiritual seed. You know that. But God was talking about a spirit. He was talking about the glory of Christ. He was talking about the glory and honor and praise of the Lord. That seed that was chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that's the seed he's talking about. Abraham would have a lot of kids, and they'd have kids and kids and kids and kids. That's not the seed he's talking about. He's talking about the seed of Christ, who in the seed is going to be a people, a multitude of people that no man can number. And this is the seed that I'll give you. And he had taken Hagar, the handmaid, and in the scripture bears out in Galatians 4. This is an allegory. This is man's attempt to accomplish God's will, man's way. The scripture bears that out, that's what that is. She was an allegory. Hagar and Sarah were two pictures. One by the works of the hand of man's hands, and one by the grace of God. And Abram had taken it, and there was that picture by the arm of the flesh. And 13 years later, God came to him and he said, I'm sufficient to do what I said I'm going to do. And it broke his heart. How many times have we heard the word of God? How many times have I'll be reading something, and I've read this before, I've read something, and for a fleeting moment, and I say this to my own shame, but it just seems that there's times that I'd read something or I'd hear something, and it was something in the scriptures that, and it's as though the Spirit of God just blessed it to me for that moment, for a fleeting moment, and it just broke me, and it just brought me to tears. And you just read something, and it was so precious, and it just that's what happened to him. And he fell on his face. Fell on his face, you know. That word of the Lord was truly a word, without a doubt, a word of reproof. There's no doubt about it. 13 years, he's watched this boy grow up. And God speaks to him. God said, I can do what I said I'm going to do. My covenant's between me and you. And I'm going to bless you exceedingly. It was a word of reproof, but also it was a word of blessed and divine love. The Lord wasn't silent to him. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. That word that came to Abram, he fell on his face, and it wasn't. Scripture bears it out. He fell on his face before God, and it just ripped his heart out. For the love and appreciation of the one who loved him and gave himself for him, he was broken, and he heard the Lord with arresting and convicting power. And listen to this. After God had brought him down, he fell on his face, and listen to these last words, and I'll just stop with these last words. I won't go into verse 4, but Lord willing, we'll start next time. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying. Here's a wonderful lesson. We're not truly ready to hear God's mercy and grace to such undeserving sinners until the Lord's been pleased to bring us down in ourselves and put us in the dust. We're not ready. We're not ready to hear it. We're not ready to hear it. We're not ready to hear it because of sin that indwells. Because of sin. We're not ready. And the Lord, in absolute wisdom, knows what's best for us. He knows what's best. And according to these scriptures right here, having seen what had happened and come up to this point right here, seeing what God said concerning what happened with Hagar and how that was a picture and a type of the arm of the flesh versus waiting on God and having the Lord provide as the Lord had promised he would do, an allegory between works and grace. And then to hear the Lord tell him, I am the Almighty God, you walk before me, and be ye perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. While he was on his face, while he was broken, while he was exactly where God was pleased to put him, I think, how wonderful that the Lord would bring any of us down. David said, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The Lord knows how to abase. The Lord knows how to teach. And whenever God's been pleased to bring us down, now let me be the first to say, and I'm saying as the Apostle Paul says, these afflictions, they're grievous for the moment. They're grievous. I mean, leave it up to me. I would never want to hear one of my kids call me. It's always like, you know, when they call me, I'm thinking, okay, look, start this conversation quickly and tell me what you're calling about. Tell me, I want to hear a happy face. I want to hear a happy smile. If I get a call and it's Dad, I need to talk to you. These times are tough. But oh, how profitable. How we need them. We need them. I am sufficient, the Lord told him. I will give you. And it broke him. And God spoke to him. Now, Lord willing, the next time he's going to talk to him about a covenant. But I'm telling you, what a blessed time. Whenever we're, if you're not going through something right now, believer, you will be. You may have just come out of it, you're going through it right now, or you're getting ready to start. But let me tell you something. This is the way of a believer. The way of a believer in this world, you will have afflictions. You're going to have trials. But he's promised, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I won't do it. Lord, teach me this again tonight for your glory and my good. Amen. Okay, Gary.